USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hurricane Idalia continues to grow stronger. The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center says the storm has been upgraded to a Category 2 hurricane. The storm now located about 240 miles southwest of Tampa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is ready for the arrival of Hurricane Idalia. He's mobilized urban search and rescue teams.
And that's close to 600 search and rescue personnel. We hope to not have to need those folks, but if there is, we're going to have folks that are going to go out there.
He said officials are also prepared for fuel interruptions and currently have more than 400,000 gallons of fuel ready to deploy. A new poll shows more Republican primary voters see Donald Trump as electable following his arrest in Georgia. The new Morning Consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. That's an increase of 9% from a previous poll. The new survey was conducted after last week's Republican primary debate and Trump's arrest in Georgia, in which his mugshot was taken and released. The University of North Carolina grad student who's accused of killing a faculty member on Monday is being held without bond.
The suspect is facing felony charges of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm on educational property.
UNC Police Chief Brian James says Tai Lei Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday. The faculty member who was killed has been identified as Associate Professor Ziji Yan, who also served as Chi's academic advisor. The Biden administration has selected the first prescription drugs to have their prices negotiated under the Inflation Reduction Act. The medications include those that treat heart failure, blood clots, diabetes, and several other illnesses. Negotiations will begin this fall, then lower prices are expected to take effect in 2026. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
Roughly 5,400 emails by then-VP Joe Biden were discovered in the National Archives under various pseudonyms.
Because of the discovery, the Southeastern Legal Foundation on Monday filed suit against the National Archives for the release of the records, which the group claims may show that Biden forwarded government information and discussed government business with his son Hunter Biden and others. The National Archives are being accused of slow-walking the information since the June of 2022 request. In a statement, Kimberly Herman, SLF General Counsel, said, quote, "All too often, public officials abuse their power by using it for their own personal or political benefit. When they do, many seek to hide it. The only way to preserve government integrity is for the National Archives to release Biden's nearly 5,400 emails to SLF and thus the public. The American public deserves to know what's in them." End quote. I'm Lance Pry.
Best Buy expects tech sales to decline and hit a low this year. The electronics store said it's lowering its forecast for the year despite exceeding its own expectations last quarter. Safety policies at baseball stadiums will be reviewed by the Major League Baseball Players Association after a couple of recent incidents. Atlanta Braves player Ronald Acuna Jr. got knocked down after a pair of fans ran on the field Monday night, while two women suffered gunshot wounds while attending the White Sox game last Friday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's